This is Ted Kennedy. After the Persian Gulf victory, there's unfinished business here at home. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, all Americans share a sense of pride over our victory in the Persian Gulf and a sense of relief that our casualties were so low. I commend President Bush for his leadership and all the courageous men and women who risked their lives for our country. The unprecedented international alliance against Saddam Hussein offers hope for lasting peace in the Middle East. But achieving that goal will require an international effort comparable to our historic military effort. As the clouds of war lift in the Middle East, it is also time to address our unmet needs here at home with a greater sense of urgency, especially on major challenges like the recession, health care, education, the needs of children, and the development, at long last, of a sensible energy policy for the nation. America won't stay strong abroad, Al, unless we get stronger at home, too.
Ted, that's really tacky. In the glow of George Bush's stunning victory against the brutal forces of Hussein, all Americans should stand together and reflect on just what our nation has achieved and the sacrifices made to win the goal. I wish you'd swallow that crude partisanship and at least give him a little credit. Sure, you chirp his praises now, but don't forget your vote against him on the close 52-47 vote to authorize force. He needed you then, Ted, and he needs your help now on tough issues like civil rights, crime, and the budget deficit. But down deep, you only hope he falls flat on his can for no other reason but to make the Democrats look good. Ted, why not just this once when the whole country is united? Forget that people are Republican or Democrat. Put the Massachusetts-style politics aside. Let's join together to use the strong momentum of America's victory in the Gulf to meet the challenges before us to build a renewed and better country. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether or not he still thinks sanctions against Iraq could have been the way to go. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.